You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a BingeCast commentary.
Welcome to a BingeCast movie commentary, only here on BingeMedia.net. I am Pete Senek, and I am joined by Chad Christopher. What's up, buddy?
What is happening, man?
How are you?
Good. Just sitting here in quarantine.
Yeah.
Just pumping out these commentaries with you.
I know. It'd be crazy if, like, the world ends and these commentaries live on, and it's, like, the only thing that people can hear. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
It's like Will Smith in I Am Legend listening to, like, a broadcast. We should put, like, an outpost location on here. Like, if you're still out there, we are at, the library on this street. And then,
or we could just be at the block, on the block.
Yeah, speaking of the block, look at that segue. I knew I got the right guy. We are doing a commentary for 2011's Attack the Block.
Yes.
I first heard about this from the guys on this network, Jim and Alex.
I am right there with you. Yep, that's the first time I heard about this.
Yeah, well. And this was such a treat, such a joy for me, thanks to them, because this is I do love this movie so much. It's a lot of fun. If you're going to watch with us, go grab your copy, your illegal download, your digital purchase, your DVD, your Blu-ray, and we are at a completely black screen. So, all right, here we go. No, I'm kidding. it's right after the Film 4 production logo, and then it fades to black. And I think it's the last logo before the movie starts. Is that right? I think.
It might be.
Maybe there's
sure.
One more. Yeah. Okay, so for my copy, I'm at 28 seconds. Chad is at 44 seconds, but we are hoping, fingers crossed, that we are locked in from here on out. So we didn't even check runtime. I got to start checking runtimes, but
we can keep the people updated throughout. I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. Do you have runtime in front of you right now?
I do. It's 1 hour and 28 minutes according to this, but I watched this the other day and I know it's only 1 hour and 22 when the credits hit. So.
Oh, okay. I'm at
very short.
Yeah. I'm at 124.
Okay.
So we'll be close. I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So I'll do a 3, 2, 1 go, and on go, we will hit play and enjoy Attack the Block. So here we go. 3, 2, 1 go. So I don't have subs, so I'm going to keep mine up a little bit, especially since I'm cranking these down. People have nothing to do, and if they can't watch it with us, they'll be able to kind of hear what's going on in the background. So I was looking up
– film and then the Big Talk Pictures.
Oh, yeah, Big Talk Pictures. Okay. Yep, faded away. Cool.
Perfect.
So I was looking up release dates for this movie, and this looks like it was all over the place for a while. Festivals and gazillion countries.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it opened March 12th with South by Southwest. Well, I guess that's not opening. It's just like a film fest.
Yeah, it's premiere.
Yeah, and then UK and Ireland, I guess, were wide for May 13th. And then it looks like limited USA was July 29th, 2011. You could just scroll, just keep scrolling for this, for the release dates.
Yeah. Well, this didn't do very well, like, at all at the box office, I remember. It was all word of mouth that, it, like, really took this movie off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if this was playing in, were you working at a theater at this time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, none of our theaters, like, got it.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, I mean, I think I found this on the internet, I think that was the only way I saw it. It was just like on the internet.
Hmm.
I think it went to Redbox at one point.
I think honestly that might. No, I think I read it at Blockbuster because I have another DVD. The DVD I have is the Blockbuster copy of this movie.
Oh no so. Way! Really?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. Their cases were thick.
Yep. Yeah, we talked about that on the last movie. Hill
that was done with. Oh really?
Yeah, I have a ton of those Blockbuster DVDs.
They are bulky as a motherfucker.
This is really the big start. This is the new Doctor Who right here, Jodie Whittaker.
Oh, is
right?
it? I was going to ask mm-hmm. you. Yeah.
Yeah, you got Finn and Jodie and Doctor Who. That's who would have thunk that? 2011. Right? Those two are just huge now.
Yeah, this is the first time I saw Boyega.
Yep.
And then I'm like, and when they cast him as Finn, I'm like, oh shit, they got the kid from Attack the Block. That
yep.
And I think that was in the news too. Like that's how they kind of worded it, you know.
Yeah, I don't think he was in a ton during the years in between here, because what that released in 15, so they probably started filming that late 13 and 14 for Star Wars. So
yeah,
this is 2011. So yeah, there's not a ton of time there.
No, let's see. Attack the Block. He did a Law and Order UK. Then there's a bunch of stuff I don't know here, so that's probably all like British stuff.
Hmm.
Oh, it says here he was in 24, Live Another Day. I don't know.
Okay. Is that the one without Jack Bauer, maybe?
No, it says Jack Bauer's. That's with Jack Bauer and. Mary, I don't know.
It looks I know like, nothing of 24.
No, neither do I. I'm guessing it's like a reboot because it was 12 okay. episodes. Maybe it was just like a short-lived 24 series. Gotcha. I don't know. Yeah, I'm all about like kids on BMXs. This is such a treat for me. However, I don't like these guys because they're bad kids.
Yeah, I'm very much the same. It's been a couple of years since I love this movie, but it had been a little while since I watched this. And I'm like, wow, why did we ever root for these kids originally?
Right?
Like, robbing a nurse instantly.
Yeah. I mean, it's really up until, which is a long time, until they kind of... She questions him about his age, like almost like mm-hmm. an hour and change into the film is when yeah. you start feeling any remorse for these kids. Other than that, they're a bunch of scumbags.
Yeah, you get a little glimpse into their home lives and stuff, and he's clearly raising himself, Moses' character. But
and that's really the only time you yeah. turn around.
Uh-huh.
Now, one kid in this turns the kid with the he's got the. He's behind. I'll wait till I see it. He's in Edge of Tomorrow. I'm trying to think what kid. I'm trying to show you. His name is Franz.
Okay.
No, but I saw him at Edge of Tomorrow. I'm like, oh shit, that's the kid.
Oh,
from the
okay, okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I need to revisit that too. It's been a while.
Yeah, that one's great. And apparently he's in The Gentleman, which you just saw, that kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that kid right there. Bottom. Well, so fast. I'll try. Bottom right. All the way to the right. Oh, God damn it.
Okay.
Let me see. Where is he? All the way to the right. With the red the red drawstring on the.
Is his name Dennis, right? The kind of the harder one, the mean guy?
Yeah, it's Dennis. Yep, that's him. Yeah. Kind of looks like Rufio from Hook.
No, yep.
Other than that, I've never seen anyone else or recognized anyone else in anything.
No, he wanted the cast, from what I remember reading, Cornish wanted to cast a lot of like kids that were from this area, like kids that wanted to be actors but weren't quite actors at this moment yet.
Oh, okay.
So they're very, very authentic. I know he based this movie on an experience of him actually being mugged himself.
Oh, sure.
And that's, he said the kids were all pretty nervous. And then he just kind of wanted to see their story and the sympathy, like make you feel for them a little bit. But they're still kind of assholes, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they're super young, too. Yeah. You think the little kids that want to be in their gang are young, but If you really look at it, these kids are really young too.
Yep.
Now, is Simon, I could look it up and see it, not sound stupid, but like, is Simon Pegg or Nick Frost producers on this or anything? Or they're just
Edgar Wright is the producer.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, him and Cornish are buddies. I know that. So gotcha. He helped. And this was right after Scott Pilgrim as well.
Okay.
2010. And so yeah, he had a lot of momentum behind him after doing Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. So he definitely helped get this made.
Now, so this takes place again.
No, take it.
I can always go back to this.
So this takes place on November 5th. They make that pretty clear. That's the 5th of the November, V for Vendetta. Is it called Guy Fawkes Day, right? In the UK. So the very big celebration where they're shooting fireworks off and everything. So it makes a lot of sense with the stuff coming from the sky. No one really pays any attention to it. They're used to the fireworks and everything.
I did not know that. So I was going to say, I've been meaning to watch The Kid Who Would Be King, Joe Cornish's, years between this and that.
It's crazy.
Did you see The Kid Who Would Be King?
I did. It was a little too kiddy, a little childish for me. I think if I was a kid growing up and watching that movie, I'd probably love it though.
Okay.
But it's not even really on this level at all. I think it is PG rated and everything, but it was still it was a fine movie. I'll check it out. I'm a 30-year-old man, so yeah.
Well, I'm 40.
It's not gonna mean as much to me. Well, I know. It's not gonna mean as much to me though as like a 12-year-old kid watching.
Gotcha.
I'm sure they'll love that shit, so not for me, but
he writes a lot of shit though. I've been Ant-Man screenplay, Tintin. Well, I guess not a lot of shit. A lot of big shit, I guess. Well, yeah. Ant-Man and Tintin are big. I put myself in a corner here. He doesn't write a lot of stuff.
He's written some stuff, though.
But maybe after Ant-Man and Tintin and this and The Kid Would Be King, maybe he'll get something. He's got a TV movie coming out called Snow Crash.
Okay.
Futuristic society encounters a computer virus that has the ability to scramble people's brains. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, it is weird though. I mean, this movie had, like I said, it didn't do well at the box office, but I remember just word of mouth that everybody, I don't know really anybody that has seen this movie that doesn't like it. So it's weird that it took 8 years for him to make another movie.
Yeah. He must have just been writing Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Well,
which Edgar Wright didn't even end up doing that. So
yeah, I wonder.
I'm sure.
Oh, good.
So is he actually credited with the Ant-Man script, like part of it?
That I don't know. I mean, it just says screenplay by, story by. You know, it's just listed on IMDb.
Because I'm sure when Edgar Wright was attached, that was very. I don't, maybe they just kept some of the stuff, but yeah, Peyton Reed ended up replacing Wright from that too. So.
Yeah, even Edgar Wright still has a credit on IMDb. Hmm.
Okay.
And Paul Rudd.
Nice. Do you have a favorite of the little group here at all?
At this point, I'm trying to think here, because I'm trying to think what happens. Because I know two kids get stuck in the dumpster for a while, and it's just like, okay.
I like Pest. Pest is probably my favorite.
Let me see who Pest is.
He's the whitest one of the bunch.
The whitest one.
Oh, that's not racist, sorry. He's just funny. He's the comedic one of the bunch, boy.
Gotcha.
He's the one on the bike. Right
yeah. No, he's funny. Wise ass.
Yep.
I mean, I do obviously Moses, but
yeah.
And I do like the kid from Edge of Tomorrow.
Mm.
The kid with the red lined hood. The score is pretty cool in this. Like, I opened up the show with it. It was a little dubsteppy, so you could.
Yeah. This is very much, it feels very nostalgic and like an Amblin type.
Yeah,
Joe Dante,
absolutely.
Like all of those guys. Very, very low budget. The creatures in this are super. I think the creature design is really cool with those.
Yes, absolutely. Do you wish that they made these kids likable? Like, almost like they were being bullied by a gang? Just because it's tough to root for these guys for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, obviously it plays and we like the movie, so it works somehow.
Yeah.
The kid on the left looks like a grown-up version of Jim Carrey's kid in Kidding. The kid you like best.
Yeah, I can see that.
So she's Doctor Who now, huh?
Yep, old Jodie Whittaker. Have you ever seen an episode of Doctor Who?
I've never seen an episode. How about yourself? Either. Okay. The wife and I have always talked about checking it out, but it just seems like such a task. Where do we start? Yeah. Where do we begin?
Nope. Exactly. I think it's too far gone at this point for me. And I don't know. Yeah. Do I start with the old doctors, new doctor? No clue. So I think it's just better off that I don't.
It's better. Kind of like I know Falvey always pushes Battlestar Galactica and he says, I think I'm going to like it. And I'm just like, oh, man, do I get started or do I just watch a 90-minute movie and be done with it?
Yeah.
And walk away. I mean, I'm such a movie. He says he's a movie freak. I mean, he's starting to turn a new leaf here with watching his Criterion, but I'm a movie freak as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love Nick Frost.
He's a movie freak.
Yeah.
Yep.
I could just watch him act all the time, man. He's like he's like the British Seth Rogen for me. Like, he just seems so natural and effortless at acting.
Yeah. Super token guy. I mean, he's barely in this movie, but every time he's on screen, he's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That kid is super good. Like the rich, the middle class kid who's clearly doesn't fit in with him here, just buying the weed.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty funny, too.
Yeah, he's good.
Is a fun revisit this week. Like I said, it's been at least 4 or 5 years since I'd watched this.
Honestly. I didn't even revisit. I'm watching this for the first time in years, so this is...
really? <Nice.
laughs> I'm doing double duty right now. But I've seen this, like, at least 5 times, so I kind of know this movie pretty well. Oh, Finn. What was I going to say? I watched something with Nick Frost recently. Did you see the... Oh, God. Let me just click on him. Everyone wait. Everyone just hold up. It's the wrestling family.
Oh, yeah. Fighting with My Family.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I love that movie. I had a great time with
it. I liked it. I didn't expect to like it, but yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, Florence Pugh she's like the up-and-coming actress at this point.
I didn't even know it was her until like a couple scenes or something. It took me to realize who it was.
She had that, Midsommar, and Little Women all last year, which were all fairly decent. I mean, Fighting with My Family wasn't a huge like box office hit, but the other two were okay.
That's a low-key movie. I haven't heard anyone really talking about that, and I feel like people in Binge Media Network would like it. There's a lot of wrestlers, a lot of wrestling fans. Mm-hmm. And obviously Stephen Merchant directed that, so there's that humor.
Yeah.
I fucking love Stephen Merchant, too. All right, here we go.
Oh, hi-hat.
Song. Blah, blah, blah! Have you ever been in someone's, weed greenhouse?
Nope. I can't say that I have. Not like that. Not to this level.
No, I don't think I've ever even, been in someone's room that was growing it, even like a small plant. I don't think...
I've seen some of those, but nothing to this extreme by any means.
This isn't in your attic in your house?
Nope. Hog tie, get him with a bow.
Nick Frost.
Do you think that I was seeing a lot of people that had issues with hi-hats on reading a little bit this week. I think he's just kind of the second villain just to be there, just to be an antagonist. But I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it essentially shows you Moses' character doesn't really want to be like brought into this world. Essentially, it's kind of where he's from, but you can see this is where he would end up if he keeps doing what he's doing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think you're a little ahead of me. I'm gonna fast forward this.
Oh, you can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I'll turn it up a hair, just like a hair more. Just. I used to have a hat like Moses, red brim, and like a blue or black hat, and it had like a New Jersey logo on it.
Nice.
And then my dog ripped it to shreds one day when I was. We just got him as a puppy, and I came home one day, and the hat was destroyed. Hey, what are you doing?
Well, you practice Stranger Things hat a lot now, right? In Star Wars?
Yeah.
I've seen those two at Lawless.
Yeah, the Star Wars one kind of shrunk in the dryer. So that one looks weird on me now when I put it on. So then I recently bought a second Stranger Things hat because I found it real cheap on eBay. So now I have two of the same Stranger Things hat. So just in case it shrinks on me like my Star Wars one.
What are you drinking tonight?
Oh, I'm doing Tito's and Arnold Palmer. What do you got?
I have a New Belgium Starship IPA here.
Oh.
This is 7.7, so.
Whoa.
Got a couple of these.
Calm down. Making me look.
This movie's not too long, though. I mean, it's only like an hour and 22, like we talked. So.
Yeah. Usually, before I go downstairs to where I record, I tell my wife, like, I'll be back in an hour and a half, you know. This one's a lot. This is going to be 2.5 hours. So this was when I told her how long it was going to be, it kind of, because I looked it up, I'm like, oh, I'll be up in like an hour and a half. You also have to prepare for pre-show as well.
Yep.
Especially when you record with the leaders of Binge Media, sometimes pre-show can go a little long.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, I miss being like a friggin' kid, though, I'll tell you that. That's what these movies...
Yeah, I feel like all the weapons they grab would have been the weapons I totally would grab.
Let's see what they got. Let's see.
Just like a katana and shit. And
he's got a little machete.
Baseball bat, yeah.
So they all live in the same building, and they're all rushing down the stairs of this high-rise, and they're all stopping at each floor to get their stuff. Oh, he seems like a good kid. This is so funny. Oh, this is a great scene. Oh yeah,
got the limp, like preemptively limping. Like that too. It's like, why are you limping?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baseball bats. That's... I'm gonna have a baseball bat soon. All right.
Fantastic. I was never a fireworks kid. I used to have a friend. He used to just have a suitcase full of fireworks. And,
really?
Yeah, it would be under his bed. Just a suitcase of all shit. M80s and fucking other stuff. I don't even know what they're called. Zip zabbity zoos.
Old bottle rockets and Roman candles. And,
oh, yeah. He loved fireworks, man.
Yeah, it has been years since I've shot off fireworks. I was all about it when I was a kid, though. Just on 4th of July. But...
Yeah.
It's rough, man. Fucking dog. I forgot. I had actually forgotten about that. They fucking kill it off so fast.
Oh. Are you behind or ahead? Right, I got the. They're on bikes. I just did a wheel.
No, I am definitely behind. See, I gotta. All right,
well, I'm
just on 191. No, you're good.
You sure?
They're on bikes, and the little kids are running after him now.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So now they're coming up on the park.
Yep. All right. Perfect.
Yep. All right.
You're good. You're good.
We're finally lock and step. I've fast forwarded a lot, I feel like.
God, I don't like when that happens. I don't even know how it happens or what. I'm thinking like sometimes the DVDs or sometimes like the players play things at different speeds or.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Me and Ammon were having such a rough time with Con Air the other night. Oh my. He had like an unrated version that had like 6 extra minutes. And it was just a disaster of a commentary.
That's a longer movie too, isn't it?
Oh my God. I think it's two hours. Oh, okay. A little bit over two.
Not too much. All right.
I think. But he had like, ugh. like 6 minutes of extra of a film is a lot when it comes to doing a commentary.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, even hearing the name, like their voices now, and I'm like, I'm not there yet. Yeah. I can only imagine the 6 minute difference.
These creature designs are so fucking cool. Because they're not like anything you've seen before, right? No. It could have been just the typical, I don't know. I mean, everyone ripped off kind of Cloverfield, like miniatures and stuff of that, or Alien. I mean, it does have like a little bit of a xenomorph head, but the baby does. But these creatures are more of like shadow, I don't know, dogs.
Big wolf. Bikes. Motherfuckers, or what do they call them? Big bear wolf motherfucker? I can't even remember what it is.
Oh, yeah, I forget. I don't even have subs on either, so it's going to be hard for me to tell.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a rough movie even for no subs either.
Every Come other on, bruv! Is... Just expect
in it, this. In it, get it, in it, bruv!
We should have did a drinking game, and every time they say bruv.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do subs. Without subs. Drinking game without subs is rough.
Yeah.
And every time I do a drink game commentary, I make sure I don't do any dialogue rules because you're just fucking talking over the whole goddamn movie. Well, you look like a thug with the bandana. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
And he's got the coke on him now, right? Oh, this guy. This guy.
He just, you know, he is. He's just one of those guys, right? That just. He doesn't know what to do, right? Like you said, he's raising himself. He's just trying to find his way in this city.
Yep.
And he could only find the bad route. Route. What if he just screamed Ray right now real loud? Ray! Yeah,
he's trying to figure out all of... See when he's going to be a stormtrooper. Oh, man.
Bruv. I wonder if our friend of Binge Media, Nate P, knows this area.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right?
I'm sure he could tell you all about Guy Fawkes Day as well, way better than I could.
I should call him up, wake him up. Let's see. Let's see what time it is over there. Maybe we can get it live. It's 1:30 in the morning. All right, Nate P, enjoy your sleep, buddy.
I'm going to wake up poor Nate P's baby. She's not really a baby anymore. She's older.
It's got to be, a year or something?
At least.
She'll be fine. Yeah, man, Nick Frost is really the only... I mean, he's not in this scene, but I'm looking at the cops and stuff. He's really the only one I knew in this movie when I first saw it. A lot of no names, but yet you're still invested. I love shit like this.
Oh yeah, absolutely. When this came out, I did. Yeah, he was by far the only one I knew.
Yeah, and the poster for this is really cool. It's super 80s looking. Check that out if you haven't seen it. And I do recommend seeing this movie before listening to our stupid asses talk about it, or not talk about it for 90 minutes.
I feel like, I don't think I've ever listened to any commentary from anything without watching the movie first.
No, absolutely not.
Why would you?
Maybe you like the host. maybe you like...
Hey, I don't think so. No, I listened to the voicemail commentary. None of you guys wanted to be buddies with me. I was the only staff member not even mentioned. I was like, all right, fine, guys. That's going to be... All right.
That was a disaster of a show.
Oh, I can tell.
Oh, my God.
I haven't listened to the speed commentary yet. I might do that this week.
That's a lot of fun. I would do the...
Drink with you guys, yeah.
Definitely drink with us. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Oh, God.
It's plenty of time to do that now. I hope people are doing that in general, all your commentaries. It's perfect for this.
That's what I'm trying to do,
nothing
man.
Else to do, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do. Just release as much content as I can. Whether they want to watch it with the movie, I feel like it's a little bit easier since everyone's just stuck at home. So,
uh-huh.
whether they could find the actual movie or pay if they want to pay for it. I don't, you know.
Yeah, I was listening. A couple of my friends were talking to me about just like, hey, if you guys would do Hulu and Amazon Prime and Netflix movies, we can only watch along. Easy.
Yeah, that should.
Well,
that
it's not always possible.
Yeah, I should kind of base it off that, so everyone, you know, that's a good idea. That's not a bad idea at all. Everyone has Netflix. You know what I was thinking about doing? I was thinking about doing Tiger King commentaries every episode.
Hell yes.
So I was thinking about it because everyone has seen it and everyone can watch along and we could just talk shit along. But I feel like everyone's going to have the same kind of reaction.
I feel that is if anything comes out of this quarantine, that is the MVP. I feel like I don't know anyone that has not watched that.
You
fucking
are not wrong. That is.
Netflix is just loving that shit. They're like, yes.
Yeah. People are going to look back on the 2020 quarantine and only think of Tiger King.
Yep, old Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin.
You know what? That's a really great idea that your friends came up with. It's the Netflix, Hulu, and just look
Prime,
to see what's on.
Amazon there. Prime. This is like the three big ones, right? Prime, Netflix, and Hulu.
Yeah, like, and I feel like Plus. Everyone
Disney
has
Disney Plus too, but
like Space Jam's Disney. On Netflix. Goodfellas is on Netflix. Okay, this is something to look into because I'm just looking at shit that I like and shit that I own on DVD. So,
yep.
All right, done. Now I got movie homework. Now,
you think if they ever made a sequel of this, it would have to be Mayhem and what's his name, the other little guy with him. Can't think of the other kid's name.
There's
Probs, right? Probs and Mayhem, the two kids.
The little guys? Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know what their names are, but they... I know, but are they going to use the same kids?
Maybe they're adults. Maybe the aliens come back 10 years later, 2021, next year.
I'm looking up Mayhem, see if he's been in anything. He was in Last Night in Soho. Oh, he's going to be in Last Night in Soho.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if he's like a lead or anything. His character name is Actor, but that could be he's just an actor in it. I don't know. But he's in that, so that's good. That kid's getting work with Edgar.
Who knows if that's still coming out in September at this point. Everything's just getting shifted back.
It's unbelievable. Oh, and Probs is in The Gentleman.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
His character name is Kid.
Okay.
He's just Kid. So he's still working, though. So.
Nice.
And you recommended to watch Gentleman, I remember, from Binge News.
Yeah, I like The Gentleman. It was a nice return to form for old guy Richie.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in seeing that.
She's gone again.
All right, so where are we at, Chad, in this movie? As I'm pouring a drink.
Still thinking something's a little off here.
What is?
I think I gotta fast forward again. Because all that talking I just heard from you was not happening. Like, they weren't even out of the van yet. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe we have two different versions.
Maybe I have the 6 minute more, the extended version.
Maybe I have the US version and you have the UK version.
Hi-hat's talking to him.
I can pause and wait for you if you want.
Oh, no, you're fine.
All right, so he just pulled the gun on the kids.
All right, they pull the bats out.
All right, they just heard a noise. You sure you don't want me to pause?
I'm fast-forwarding again. Hold on.
All right. Big gorilla wolf motherfuckers, he just said.
Yeah, that's what it is. Big gorilla wolf motherfuckers.
All right, the wolf just fucking fell from the ceiling. It was behind the car.
All right.
You caught up?
Yep.
Yeah, bruv.
What did they say, bruv? I didn't know they
said. Oh no, I said bruv.
No, I'm just kidding. This when I rewatched it this week, I fucking jumped when I saw this.
Oh, let me see.
This dude just gets taken out here. Spoiler, wasn't expecting. Right? Oh, spoiler. Yep.
Guy, everyone's watching this for the first time. Oh shit. Oh, yeah.
All right, we're caught up now. Okay. That was sync for sync with me. Nice. So we'll see if it changes again here.
Yeah. Oh!
Throat rip.
Attack the throat.
Pussy hole.
Is that what he said?
Yep. Pussy hole. I think that's an oxymoron, right?
Absolutely. Look at those metal. Look at those fucking cutters, bolt cutters. I've never used those before. I feel like I won't have the strength to cut anything with them, though.
I got some lawn clippers that are pretty similar, but not quite to that level.
Yeah. The kid with the glasses, with the hood,
mm-hmm.
He hasn't been in anything but this. This is like the only
really?
Thing. Yeah.
He looks like kind of a young Sam Richardson from Veep.
And, never saw Veep. Let me look
Okay. He's a Detroiters as well. You would probably recognize him as soon as you saw him.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Good call.
I like how some of them have the fucking little dirt bikes. Some have got the scooters, and then poor fucking Moses just has the bicycle.
Yeah, and then there's like that mini moped.
Uh-huh.
I never had one of these.
Dennis is like a pizza delivery boy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There's his pizza little box there.
Yeah, Moses has like the dirt bike. Oh, those things are so cool, man. And
No.
I was going to say, we missed it before where they thought it was the eyes glowing, but it was the mouth, which was really cool. That was super cool.
So you don't really quite see their, like, all the levels of their teeth until a little bit later in the apartment. There's, like, they got, like, levels of the teeth going on inside of that thing.
Oh, there we go. We got a little bit of glimpse there.
Yep.
Right there. It's like the Sarlacc pit in Return of the Jedi, Chad. Nerd alert!
I think they made two of the like practical costumes here, and they just used those two for all of the like just digital effects with them.
Oh, sure,
kind of nice. Cool.
You have the? Would you say you have the Blockbuster DVD of this?
Yep, just standard DVD. There's no special features. It's just scene selection, play, and. Pretty sure that's it on my homepage.
Isn't that the worst, man?
Yeah. I'm like, sure I bought this on a 4 for $20 back in the day. So
that's a good purge, though, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm super happy.
If I saw this in Blockbuster previously viewed, this would have been one, but I didn't see this in my local BB.
I'll do media. I don't.
What was that?
Almost. Even you're always posting about you.
You're breaking up here. Say it again. Start over.
I said I feel like I don't buy like outside of like the top 10 or 15 movies that I like each year.
Yeah.
Like outside of that. But then I buy a lot of like classic Blu-rays and shit that I don't have still. But.
And where do you purchase that stuff? Is that online?
Usually just Amazon, yeah.
Yeah.
There's that Dawn of the Dead remastered version coming out in October that I'm 100% buying because that's like impossible to find on any
the Blu-ray original
or anything at this point.
Favi's been talking up the Night of the Living Dead Criterion with fucking shit ton of special features, which I'm interested in buying.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Dawn of the Dead is one of my favorite horror movies ever. I can't fucking wait for that because I don't own that. It's like impossible to. If you go on Amazon, it's like $100.
Really?
For like anything. Oh yeah, it's releasing like the Dario Argento cut and like all that stuff, so that should be pretty sick.
There's used vinyl, books, CDs, DVD little shop in my town that just opened up, and they have like a shit ton of fucking DVDs. So, but nothing's in order, no alphabetical. They don't have a log of anything, so you just have to go in and just look at every spine. Just
dig, yeah.
It's like kind of annoying that they don't have anything late, you know, on file. Like they don't know what they have.
Uh-huh.
So you're in, you know you're going to be in there for a half hour plus. Yeah. Cuz you can't just go in there and look like, "Oh, I want to see if they have the Dawn of the Dead you know, remaster Blu-ray or whatever." You can't go to the D's. There are no D's. You have to just and they're all over the store. You just have to like check this cart, check this wall. And then there's some shelves that are layered with movies behind movies. So you're just like, oh, God. But it's neat, though. It's like super neat. But there's no order whatsoever. But it's always fun to go in there and just fucking browse and get lucky.
Sure. Yeah. See, there's still even dicks to her here. Just fucking breaking into her apartment.
I know.
And they're like, "You're a nurse. Why don't you fix our friend's leg?" Thanks.
They're such cocks. They're cocks. Yep. She's good, though. I like her.
Yep.
So I guess that's good for Doctor Who. At least they got someone that can act. Ghostbusters love. That hairstyle is funny. It's like up. The kid from Edge of Tomorrow has like that shark fin type right here.
Uh-huh, yeah, to the left.
It's interesting. With his katana blades. These two.
Yeah, I like that I don't hold really any shit back in this either. It's such a quick, fast pace. I mean, like I said, hour 22, it's in and out.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it starts instantly.
Yeah, the aliens land very quick in this.
Yep. No fucking around. No time for that shit.
Yeah.
I think aliens have invaded outside of my house. My dogs are losing their minds upstairs.
Uh-oh.
Is he just wearing an all-leather jumpsuit right there?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? It looks uncomfortable, though.
Be he a looks drug very dealer killing in your apartment, yeah.
He doesn't look comfortable.
Nope.
Sorry, I was texting.
I had my mic muted because my dogs are just losing their minds.
Oh, I don't care
hear that or not. They're losing it. I don't want to be Cupco on this podcast. I'm just dogs just freaking out on them. They're 5 foot high and they're blind. I don't think that's true, though, Nick Frost.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of a bong on his crotch there. I still think I'm a little behind you now.
Really?
I hear more talking. I think there's extra scenes in mine or something. I don't know.
God damn.
It's her talking again, right? She's talking to the kid after she.
She moved his leg and it hurt, and she hurt him.
Okay. All right then. I'm caught up again. I don't know what's happening.
All right, hold on. I could tell you where we're at if something like familiar happens. Let's see. Finn hands the Doctor Who the pillow.
I think there's extra dialogue in mine or something.
Maybe.
He just now, I'm fast forwarding, and now he just now handed the pillow. All right.
You want me to pause, or are you okay?
No, I'm good. I'm caught up again. Yeah, they don't really hold anything back with the kids either. I remember watching this for the first, like, oh, none of these, and they just start getting picked off.
Oh yeah. Now one of the most epic scenes coming up, right? Hallway run.
Yep.
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
Oh, that's a good scare. That's a good scare. So, if you could talk theater release versus limited release versus word of mouth, like how do movies like this make their money? Like, there's no way this did.
I can't see it make, because it made $1 million at the box office and it cost 13 to make. I don't think that this made that up on DVD sales or at that point, because I mean Blu-rays were 2011, were they around at that point? I don't even remember.
I don't know. And probably, if they right? were, they were they way were. Expensive, they were and they were probably yeah. like $25 for one.
And VOD didn't really exist at that point. Pay per view is around, but yeah, this is definitely just a word of mouth like thing. But I highly doubt it's made its budget or anything close to it back. Because yeah, what? Hey, we're here doing a commentary for it, so I must have done something right.
Yeah. I just wish, you know, obviously, and you do too, because you love your independent films. Like, you want them to make money, but luckily there is word of mouth. But you want these filmmakers and these writers and this crew to make something else, right? That's what all the heads of the studios want. They want the money. They don't want a good film. At the end
yeah,
of
they
the
don't
day.
Give a shit about. They don't give a shit about the critic reviews half the time. They just want the money.
Yeah,
make us money. All your shitty movies can make us money. Why isn't this? But...
Like, I feel like this could have been like an A24 release nowadays or something.
Yeah.
I love A24. Every time I see their logo, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm in for something really good.
Oh yeah, they're fantastic. I would say 90% of their catalog I love.
Yeah. Like, all I do is think about Uncut Gems. I think, like, on a weekly basis, I'm just always thinking about that movie.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's so fun.
That was a super fun commentary. Go back and listen to that, people.
Yeah. We did that before sure. this virus.
Yeah.
It was, like, right before it, too, wasn't it? Wasn't that March?
Yeah, it was like end of January. Was it January? It was like end of January, yeah.
Let me look at my list here. I have the release dates. Oh, yeah. No, it's like February. It was Wednesday. We did it in February.
February, okay.
February release. So we may have recorded it in January, but I didn't release it until February.
Nice. Yeah, I think I feel like Wednesday the 29th sounds familiar to me. I don't
yeah,
know.
It could have been.
I just remember vividly. I was blackout drunk by the end of that shit, though. I was drinking. And that's a 2.5, like, 2-hour, 20-minute movie.
Yeah, and that thing flies, man. That's a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun. Oh, we got a new character here, right? This guy?
Yep.
These two guys. Who are these guys?
Some more hi-hats buddies. His posse.
Yeah. This would be Moses, right? In a few years, he'd be one of these
guys.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably a couple of his dealers.
So. Yeah. It's funny. If you go on IMDb and scroll down the cast list, about 50% of them don't have, like, profile pictures. These are probably just, like, one-off actors.
I got some trivia here.
Yep, let's do it.
This is the second item on IMDb.
Yeah.
When doing research for the film, Joe Cornish asked one of the girls, "What would you think of this creature if you found it?" The girl said, "I wouldn't touch it. I don't want to get chlamydia." That quote went straight into the script. Right?
Perfect.
Joe Cornish was inspired to make this film after being mugged. I already said that. Yep.
Yeah.
John Boyega found out about this film from an ad placed online. All right. Probably wouldn't have him, period, if it wasn't for that finding that ad. Joe Cornish based the character of Bruce, who is the middle-class high motherfucker, on himself when he was in his 20s. All right?
Oh. Okay.
Joe Cornish was very keen that only Hi-Hat used guns. He's the genuine villain, the only villain. He's the only guy who shoots anyone. If I put guns in the hands of other characters, it would become a whole different film.
That makes sense. I like that. Right, because he's probably the only one that has access to kind of guns.
Yep.
And maybe Nick Frost.
Oh, this one's kind of cool. Writer-director has stated that watching Signs and imagining what would happen if that took place in South London is what was the inspiration for Attack the Block.
Nice. I love Signs, and I already did a commentary for Signs, so I'm a fan of that movie.
Yeah, that's another revisit I need to have.
Do it, and then listen to our commentary.
I just might. I have time now.
Everyone has time. There's no excuse to listen to my shows, damn it.
Poor dude's just stuck in the dumpster.
Yeah. I really hope there's a... I know there's a, supposed to be an Edge of Tomorrow sequel called Live, Die, Repeat. Repeat, I think, was a title.
So just adding repeat on it.
Yeah, today. Yeah. Or wait, is that what it's called?
Well, they changed because they changed the name of that when they released.
Yeah,
Die, Repeat. Yep.
I think it's Live, Die, Repeat. Repeat is the yeah on IMDb.
Nice.
But which is weird because is that what it's called? Because I thought like before this all this shit happened, Emily Blunt was like, "Yeah, I want to do another Edge of Tomorrow." And she's like, you know what? I'm going to message Doug, you know, Doug Liman tonight. You know, that was like a quote that was out there. So, oh no, Live, Die, Repeat and Repeat is the working title, I guess. But I really hope this happens because I fucking love that movie. And I've been trying to push for that commentary too. Edge of Tomorrow. That yeah, and I think Swingers. Swing another Doug Liman movie. I want to do Swingers. Oh, here's your two little guys.
These are pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. These girls are good too, man. That. Are you in the room with the girls?
Just got there.
Okay.
Yep.
These girls are good.
Yeah, I feel like there's a couple of minutes of extra dialogue in mine.
A couple but more bruvs. A couple more added bruv.
A little more. That's where we going, innit,
bruv? Hello, bruv.
All right, bruv. Get back on the block, bruv.
Come on, bruv. Aliens, fuck. Do you want me to tell you where I'm at?
Do you have the spotlight going around the buildings right now?
Oh, that was past 20 minutes ago. No, she's picking out Edge of Tomorrow's hair.
I don't understand. Yeah, all right. I'm there now.
Okay.
She sat down next to young Sam Richardson with glasses.
Yeah. He's looking at the gun. Okay. Here I come.
She's about to pop off.
Suck
here.
My balls. Wait. Alex, how's that go?
Ready or not, here I come. Suck my balls.
Perfect.
Glad to have an appearance from that asshole.
Uh-huh. I asked him to join tonight. He said no.
Wow. I mean, it's probably because he didn't want to be quarantined with me, so it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know if it was you or me or aliens. Hey, I had to pick Tom, right? He's like a real friend, right? Right? Yeah. Who else did I pick? A tall person? Didn't I pick Garrett or something? I don't remember who I picked.
I'm sorry. What did you just say? You just cut out right there. What?
I said, who was my second person I picked? Was it Garrett? Because he's tall?
For this?
No, for the quarantine. Oh, yeah.
No. You guys went back and forth. You said PJ at one point, and then you're like, nah, then I'd have the cast.
Oh, yeah.
Then you said Goudreau, maybe, but he's a Boy Scout, and then you guys changed your mind 1,000.
Yeah,
I don't think you ever really decided on who you would take.
And we all added each other on the show because we didn't want to feel bad.
Yeah.
My God, pick you two. Oh, I pick you two. Go back and listen to the drunk voicemail show. It was right after the speed drinking game commentary, which was I had a lot more fun. Not that I didn't have fun at Armageddon, but I think speed was a lot more fun for me.
I mean, you got Keanu.
It's come on.
Fun in the Willows.
I mean, Keanu.
It's a little sad with the Matrix 4 production being delayed that we're not going to get John Wick 4, Matrix 4 same day like we were going to. Sad day. Sad day.
There's so much shit that is very sad with release dates and shit and productions. I think Stranger Things season 4 is halted as well.
Listen, all that means is when we're through all this shit, there's going to be content overload and we're going to be fucking stroking our wee-wees to all the fucking awesome shit that's happening. I mean, who knows? I mean, all these movies are just getting delayed, so August Beyond is just going to be crazy. So
Onward's going to win Best Animated Feature at the Oscars, right? It's going to be movies between January and February are only up for Oscars next year.
Pretty much. All right, shit's popping up.
Oh, yeah. Oh! Oh!
Yep. Poor old Dennis.
Oh, all my right. God. These things are super cool. And when we get to the... How much longer until that hallway run? Is it coming up?
That's close to the end of the movie, right? I feel like that's very last 15 minutes or so.
Oh, it's not... It's not out of this room. It's out of his room, right?
Eventually, no, it is out of here later.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, they go into the other room. He straps it to his back.
And then, that's right.
He runs by them at some point.
Gotcha. That's the musical. That's the music I chose at the top of this show. Was that?
That girl's name is Dimples.
Oh. I have dimples. No one's ever called me Dimples.
Subtitles on Dimples.
Nice.
Dimples, watch it. We got Dimples and Tia.
Oh, shit.
I mean, these guys just don't fuck around. When they fuck you up, they really fuck you up.
No, I don't want to.
AKA hi-hat.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck around with anyone in the UK. Oh, shit.
Hi-hat gets... I think he has the worst death of all of them. It's pretty rough.
I don't remember. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm watching this, like I said, for the first time in a while.
That's definitely my favorite kill in the movie.
These girls are good, though. Like, they don't like that they're kind of hoodlums, in a way.
Yeah.
They don't like that they're fucking doing bad shit.
I mean, I don't like it either.
Okay, I don't like it either.
Fucking criminals. Fucking assholes.
I want more movies like this.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of these little cool creature features anymore, man.
Yeah.
Low budget and horror sci-fi types.
But maybe that's why they don't, because like you said, this movie didn't make its money back.
Nope.
But I feel, you know what? I feel like if this came out today, like I feel like Stranger Things kicked the 80s back into gear, right? And this is, not that this is 80s, but you have a group of kids, aliens, bikes, blah, blah, blah. This would have worked after Stranger Things. So this was kind of ahead of its time in a way.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Ahead of its rebirth time, I should say.
Yep.
And if this came straight to Netflix, I feel like it would have blew up. Like I said, ahead of its time. 2011 was a weird period. It was like the end of blockbusters, right? Streaming. I don't even know if it was a thing yet. Maybe it was only iTunes.
Netflix was right around the time. Like when they started putting on streaming stuff.
Okay.
So yeah.
But they weren't producing their own stuff then, right?
No, not at that point. Nope.
Yeah. So I feel like if this was like a Netflix thing and it came out now, there'd be a lot of viewers on this thing.
I'm going to pull up 2011 box office here.
Yeah.
See what we got.
Got
what
some box office numbers. I got to get
like
that
Harry
fucking...
Potter and Tran.
I gotta get that fucking shit. Sounder because I sing it every time I do one of these commentaries. The box office. I'm gonna do my best to pull it up now. But you could do box office and then I'll just play it over while you're talking to be rude. I kid. He kind of reminds me of Cillian Murphy a little bit, this guy.
Yeah, I can see.
A little bit. Oh, like 28 days later, Cillian Murphy. Or 28 weeks. Which one is it? Days, right? Days.
Yeah, Cillian's do it. He days. He's the OG.
Yeah.
All right. I have the 2011.
Okay.
Number one was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Number two is Transformers Dark of the Moon. Oh, boy. I'm starting rough. This is a fucking. This is by, probably the worst top 10 I've ever seen. I'm not going to lie to you. Transfer of Dark Moon. Number 3, Breaking Dawn, Part 1. Number 4, The Hangover, Part 2.
Oh, wait. Hold up. Can you hold up 1 sec? Hold on. Yeah. Here we go.
Got some box office numbers. Some fucking box office numbers.
Okay. I had to play it. I found it. I finally found it. Okay. Good.
Caribbean Tides.
What was it?
Oh, this is rough.
Oh, yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
On Stranger. Okay. What else?
That's rough. And then number 6, Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Number 6. Mission Impossible. Yep. Ghost what? Protocol was number 7.
Fast Five beat Mission Ghost Protocol?
Yep.
Fuck you, Fast Five.
Number 8 was Car.
What was it? You broke up there. You broke up there. What was it?
Oh, sorry. Number 9, Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. And okay. Then number 10 was Thor.
Oh, jeez.
That is a pretty rough top 10.
Fast Five. Binge Media liked Fast Five. Loves Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, Fast Five is fun. Fast Five is fun. But
I like the second Sherlock. That doesn't get a lot of... Oh, that's a good shot. I like the second Sherlock. That doesn't get a lot of juice, but I'm a fan of it. I like that franchise.
You think they'll make the third?
I hope so, man. I think Downey and Law... Law. Jude Law.
No, it's Jim.
I think they have a fun time making that movie. You can kind of tell. I just didn't like that he did Doolittle because it was very close to the Sherlock character.
Did you watch Doolittle?
I did, man.
Oh, damn. Why? Why'd you do yourself?
I was on the binge cast.
No, okay.
That's why. I think You're it was me, Tom, and Jack. We're on.
Okay.
And we couldn't get to the theaters, and I believe Doolittle was available, and it was not great.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty good at... What's that?
I watched about 10 minutes of it, and I was like, nah, I'm not wasting my time.
Yeah, man, that was the right call, honestly. And I'm pretty good at... like, if I know I'm watching a kid's movie, I'm pretty good at putting on my, like, kid's glasses.
Yeah. See, I'm bad about that, man. Okay. It's still rough for me. I can't put myself half the time. I'm just like, ah, fuck this movie. I don't want to do it.
No, I hear you, man. I'll if it's for like the binge cast or something, I'll make sure I try to put my kid glasses on. And that one was something where I'm like, the '80s me would not like this, but this movie, this would be top 10 '80s film for me.
I mean. If this released in the 80s, it would be a fucking enormous.
Absolutely. Oh my God.
There's no way this wouldn't be considered one of the classic, like, Joe Dante type fucking Amblin movies. And
oh, absolutely.
I love this scene. It's fucking awesome. Just fucking smoke everywhere.
This is no Night of the Comet, though, right?
I can't wait. I cannot wait to do that show. I had a super fun time revisiting that this week.
It had been I think a while. That's a November release.
All right.
But maybe we whatever. Don't wait. Maybe whatever. We don't even wait that long. I don't give a shit. What the hell do I care?
It was pretty fun. I did. Yeah, we're gonna do Drive at some point too, right?
Yeah, I want to do Drive. I want to do Night of the Comet. Yeah.
You still have the intro for her, right?
Oh, yeah.
You were talking about her a little bit on the
I know, cast. Yeah. Yeah.
Law was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Alex turned, like, demon in that segment.
Yeah, he just kept leaving. He pissed, like, 3 times. Oh, shit.
I like the way this movie looks, too, man. Joe Cornish has a pretty cool eye here.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, he's got it. Oh! You're right, man. I forgot that they picked off these kids like this.
Yep.
I know I said I've seen it like 5 times, but if you haven't seen it in over like 6 years, you're going to forget shit. And I did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I definitely did.
What the fuck was that?
Calm down, Cillian Murphy.
It makes me sad because we were a fucking week away from Quiet Place Part 2. Oh, and he's in that. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Where are we from?
Oh, no, we were a week away from that releasing, Quiet Place Part 2.
I know, man.
2 weeks ago.
You know what's been upsetting was when nobody was giving re-release dates out.
Oh, yeah. That's all of them are TBD right now. Wonder Woman's the only one that dated for August. And I skipped the screening for A Quiet Place Part 2. I could have went to that, and I was like, no, wait.
No way. Really?
I'm going to ask. Yep. I'm going to ask.
That was like, I was supposed to be in Disney World in Universal Studios right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And they closed.
It all went to shit. It all went to shit real fast.
The one place you thought would never close in your life is fucking closed. Oh, you could kind of see the alien on the right there.
Mm-hmm. I was going to make you, now I'm going to dead you. I feel like I'm going to say that to people all the time now.
That's what Corona's been saying.
Oh, he's got a cool tracksuit on there. Not quite leather, I feel. Is that the same one he was wearing? Looked a little different. Here you go.
Yeah.
High hats gets fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah.
See you, nose.
He deserved it, though. He deserved it.
The weed room saved him. Amon would be so proud.
Oh, look at him. He's getting all moldy.
It's a her, thank you. It's a female. Oh,
she's getting all moldy. Ray! Oh, we didn't even get to his apartment yet.
Nope.
There's only like 20 minutes left in the movie. Oh, I'm burping up salsa. It's so gross. The block. Is that, you think that's a real section of, I don't know, London?
What? I thought I remember reading it's based on a certain like area, but it's not a real place. Okay. Like, it's the district of Brixton. Set in a fictional neighborhood to be filmed in the district of Brixton.
Gotcha.
Maybe Nate P can fucking tell us all about that.
Oh, so the kid from Edge of Tomorrow, the kid from Edge of Tomorrow was supposed to be Moses, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been a different movie. Yeah, maybe just a little bit. I got a little brooding, a little bit of the brooding face still.
Yeah, he's. I think Boyega's got more of a mean face.
The scowl, resting bitch face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got the Chad C down on lock. I have a resting bitch face. My eyebrows make me look mean. Everybody knows it.
It's not a secret. Come on, stop! It's not a stop! Secret. Stop it! Oh, here we go. In the movie, Nick Frost still wears the long hair he grew for Paul. I love Paul. That's a fun movie for me.
Rogan. See, I watched that once. I've never revisited.
It's a good time, man.
Yeah.
Joe Cornish always had Boba Fett in mind when he did Pest's costume with the little rocket packs.
Interesting.
Yeah. He grew up in South London. This is Joe Cornish's feature film. This film was pretty much shot in chronological order.
It's a rarity.
Yeah. The bulk of this film was shot in 67 days. That seems kind of like a long time for these kids.
Yeah, for such a short movie. That's right? Surprising.
The alien design was based on the aliens pictured on the Space Invaders arcade cabinet. I'm Googling this. Guess what? I used to have a Space Invaders arcade cabinet when I was growing up. My dad got it for me.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's awesome.
And I'm like so pissed to this day that I don't have it.
Yeah, did he sell it?
He must have just threw it out. It was probably curbside toss out. Oh, yeah. If you look at the Space Invaders cabinet, the side of it, yeah, they look exactly like that.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It was like in my basement. Like my basement wasn't like finished. It was like cement floor, cement walls. It was... And it was just like it wasn't owning a cabinet wasn't a thing in the 80s or late 80s. It was just like, oh, we have it. It wasn't cool like it is now. So I understand.
Yeah, they sell them at Target for like $200. Like
yeah.
Not the same.
No. I saw an NBA Jam one on sale. Someone was selling like a full size like arcade version of it like nearby my house. I'm thinking about buying it.
I feel like it probably has a broken joystick though.
Well, it's an emulator. It's an emulator, so it has like over like 3,000 games, but it's the NBA Jam cabinet though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about looking at purchasing it, but right now funds are a little tight because of this CV, as I call it CV. I'm trying to coin the phrase.
COVID-19? CV-19?
Coven from have you ever seen that documentary? The American movie?
Not.
Oh, dude. If you like Tiger King and you like, have you ever seen Best Worst Movie? The
Troll.
Dude, you're going to love.
Dude,
please. You of all people will love American Movie. Is that what it's called? American Movie. Yeah, American Movie. Find it, please. You're going to love it. I promise you. This should be your next watch.
Add it to the docket.
Promise you it is the most glorious thing. It's like Best Worst Movie, Tiger King. It's like, what's the other doc? Oh, there was one more I had in mind. Oh, you're going to love it. That's all I'm going to say. I got Ammon texting me right now.
Uh-oh.
How would you feel about a commentary for Demolition Man?
Sure. Is he doing Night of the
Comet? What's that?
Is he doing Night of the Comet with us?
Oh, maybe. Was it him or was it Garrett?
I know you'd thrown Night of the Comet out with Bernie.
I don't know if it was... I know we talked about it with Garrett when we were doing Home Alone 2, I think, or something like that. Or Last Starfighter.
Yeah, because we did Catherine Mary Stewart there.
Yeah.
At that point, you just got to do all of Catherine.
Yeah. Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's, yeah.
I should message her again and see if she could do an intro for Weekend at Bernie's. I love Weekend at Bernie's.
Dude, I bet you could get Kelly Maroney for fucking Night of the Comet, too.
I already have one like intro big for that.
Movie. No, I know. I'm saying she's in like two big movies, Chopping Mall and fucking Night of the Comet.
Oh, Chopping Mall.
Have you ever seen Chopping Mall?
No, I haven't seen that or Demolition Man. So now I got to watch Demolition Man if Ammon wants to do it.
Nice.
But Ammon like can start like 1 in the morning for me. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a West Coast, East Coast. That's Stallone and Snipes, isn't it?
I think so. I've never seen it.
Oh, nice. All right, we're reaching the climax here.
Yeah, where are we here? Oh. Emmons freaking out because I haven't seen Demolition Man. Now I have to watch Demolition Man.
It's a lot of fucking aliens out there.
Now, what are they? Based on sound? Like Quiet Place? Is that what's going on here? They're blind, right? So
they, yeah, no, they smell that fucking the female. That's why.
Oh,
they,
yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's why they're after their crew so much, because Moses has the smell all over him because he fucking wore it as a backpack, pretty much.
Gotcha.
He's chilling out there. She doesn't have it on her.
This and, apartment door looks like a fucking house door.
Yeah.
Oh, she got a flip phone?
Skipping by.
You think there should have been a sex scene between Doctor Who and Finn?
I think there's an age difference there, right?
Oh, is there? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she says, like, you live by yourself. Yeah, because she goes into his apartment.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's like 12. Place?
He's 15. All right. 15 is almost legal age in the UK, right, Nate P? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, let me know what he says. Is it 15? Let me know what he says, because I don't have subs. I don't have subs on. But I feel like this could
have been. No, he's 50. Oh, he's 100% 15. Yeah. Yeah. She says, who do you live with? That's when she's like, oh, I wanted to fuck you, but you're 15. That's crazy.
He doesn't say, she doesn't say, ask him, who do you live with? And he goes, my bruv. He doesn't say that?
No, he says, my uncle. But he goes, in it.
Lock
I feel like in it. In it is an underrated thing.
In it, yeah.
Not isn't it, it's in it.
In it.
That's where you're going, in it.
In it, right?
15. You look older. That's what she tells him. She's like, oh, I thought you were like...
Yeah, she wanted to bang him. She wanted to bang FN2187. She wanted to be in it.
Star Wars, Doctor Who merging together. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, here we go. Here's this music I opened the show with. Oh, this is the fucking... This is probably in the top 20 slow-mo shots in film. For me,
it's pretty good. It's pretty good, man.
I love it.
Pretty good. Moses versus the monsters.
Oh, the monster got hit up top the doorway when he did that jump. Oh, this is fucking badass, man.
Yeah, you're so way ahead of me.
Oh, is it? I'll let you know what happens here. He hits the wall before he about to go down the stairs, and now he's descending down.
He's only at the recliner for me. He just
what
hit the recliner.
Fuck? All right, now he's in the hallway.
Now he's going down the steps for me.
I'm turning this up. Oh, this music's so good.
This is the famous GIF. You see this all the time. When you search attack the block is all the dudes chasing him.
Oh, nice. All right, lowered. Ray! Up the old lighter doesn't work trick, right?
Yep.
Oh, get that classic. Shit,
Finn. Come on, Finn. Come on.
He should use the Force.
Get the fook out of there.
Do we know what year this takes place? Like, does it take place in 2011? Is that what we're...
I think so. I don't think they say the year, right?
I mean, there's cell phones, so it's not 80s or early 90s. I don't know if they say the
shit.
Year.
I do like the song toward the end here. Coming, it's pretty...
Oh, I gotta hear it. The one that's on that?
It's called The End. No, not this one. Oh, okay. It's when he's like going to the, he's getting arrested. It's called The Ends.
Oh, okay.
From the score. Look at that dish just chilling there. You're probably like 8 way.
He's just getting in the apartment. He's just crawling in now. And he's in.
It's like 8 seconds before me. God damn it!
Fucking on it! Sorry, people. You're just going to have to deal. This is what happens with commentaries. You're lucky my DVD is not skipping. Then there'd be
all the kids
are
out in the hallway now.
Yeah. Right?
Nick Frost, there we go. Granny Magnet. That's what the fucking pest is wearing, that shirt.
Oh, yeah. All right, they're on the floor. Elevator. All right, let's see who did.
Elevator bell dings. It's the... The guy who did this score is the same dude that did Baby Driver.
Stephen Price?
I believe so.
Music by Stephen Price. Yeah, yeah. Gravity, Suicide Squad, Baby Driver. He did... all right, so this guy does some good shit. Let's see. Suicide Squad, Fury, Gravity, World's End. Oh, I love World's End score, man. Attack the Block. Duh.
Yeah, do you think he did Attack the Block?
He did American Assassin. Is that the Michael Keaton? Yeah, it is the Michael Keaton movie.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's that Dylan O'Brien, Michael Keaton. I did that shit for Ben Hughes, and I was watching everything, and then at a certain point, I'm like, all right, I'm not doing all these
Yeah. Let's see what the last thing he composed. Not much. Wonder Park. I think that's that animated.
Didn't watch that.
He did that. Oh, is this the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the hallway one. Now. It's kind of like the hallway one with some extra, extra music, instrumentation.
He's the fucking hero now. They all love him.
Yeah. And she's sticking up for him.
Yep.
Those cunts over there.
Those fucking cunts. They fucking robbed me at the
beginning. Oh, she should totally rat them out, right?
Yep.
Oh, no. They fucking robbed me earlier.
Now they're all cheering Moses. Yeah. He's the hero.
He's the hero.
Now we're on his side. Now we love him.
Yeah. So what becomes of Moses here? Does he become, like, monster thug? Like, higher than Hi-Hat? Because of this?
I don't know, man. He goes to jail, probably he's 15, so he goes to jail.
Yeah.
Comes out. Maybe he's a better person for him. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, we don't want him to be, like, the new Hi-Hat, right? Taking over, like, the weed apartment and everything?
Oh, no. I mean... I wouldn't mind. He could sell me. It'd be fine, but no.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Because he knows he's the king of the block now, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. He's on the block.
That's it, man. That's a fucking great watch. It's a quick watch, and it's fun.
Oh, it's so fast. Hour and 22, yeah.
Yeah. Fast. Boyega. Fast. There he is.
Oh, Boyega. Oh, Finn. Finn and...
Look at this. I love credits like this. Show you everyone. Well deserved, though. They need to show everyone here. Everyone acting their ass off here. A lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was... yeah. Alex Esmail Pest.
Luke Dennis. Redaway.
Yeah, see, you're still way ahead of
That's
me.
That's all right. Hey, you know what?
What the fuck happened?
Who fucking cares? Right? I'm going to shut my DVD player off right now. Boom. It's off. Thank you, everyone, for joining Chad and myself for the Attack the Block commentary, whether you listened or... played your version along with us. Can't thank you enough for joining us. And there's going to be a lot more to come on bingemedia.net while we are still in quarantine to time date this. I'm going to do as much as I can for everybody. I have nothing to do, so I will be cranking out commentaries left and right as often as I can between eating, walking the dog, and pooping. So, Chad, thank you. And,
absolutely, man.
Hope
pleasure.
You had a good time. And we'll, you're going to hear a lot more from Chad on these commentaries because why the fuck not? We don't have much to do. So stay
That's
tuned.
Right. Can't wait. Can't right, fucking wait.
Take care, buddy. Later.
See you, buddy.
See you.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network at BingeMedia.net. Support the show by donating on Patreon at Patreon.com/BingeMedia. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget...
I didn't stop giving handjobs because I wasn't good at it. I stopped giving handjobs because I was the best at it.
What the fuck is happening right now?